Some things are neither fish nor fowl. Take zombies. They are the living dead. It gets better. Take quantum physics, for example. A subatomic mini-speck is both a particle and a wave. Physicists tell us that the more we know about how fast it's going, the less we know about where it is. The more we know about its location, the less we're able to know about its speed. This indeterminacy was described by a famous physicist once who said that under the sponsorship of quantum physics, your cat may be alive or dead or both, or maybe you can't even tell. A zombie cat. This is truly the stuff of nightmares. There are other examples of this sort of thing, which philosophers call category gaps. Take Frankenstein's creature, for example. It's in a category gap. It's both a monster and a human being, a living being made of dead parts. Dracula is both bat and human. Dr. Jekyll is in a category gap. He's also Mr. Hyde. And last but not least, folks, there's me. Not long ago, I spat into one of those test tubes and sent it off as a genetic report to 23andMe. The report came back, and I discovered that I was significantly Neanderthal. People have been avoiding me ever since. This is Tom McBride, and that's my perspective.